Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Mr. Lewis?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Lewis. My name's Aaron. I'm calling from the investigation team here at MMA of Eagle. How are you? Mr. Lewis, we have been trying to get in contact with you in regards to your Scottish redress claim. Do you have roughly around about 15 minutes to have a little chat to myself?
Hi, yeah.
Perfect, sir. Can you start by confirming your address for data protection, please?
Yep, that's 25 Highgate 1.
Okay, we have a different address here. Have you moved addresses recently?
Yep, I already sent the details there. I think it was maybe somebody else for your team.
Yeah.
It was 158 Morden Park Road.
Yep, so that's the address that we have here. Okay, and just to let you know, sir, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me just have a look at your address. Yeah, so we've got 25 High Voth Lane in Edinburgh.
Yep, that's right.
And the ID is the birth certificate. Okay, I'll update that address at the end for you. Okay, sir, so what I'm going to be doing during the duration of this phone call is I need to ask a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can to start off with. But all I'm trying to do, Mr. Lewis, is just build a picture of, you know, how your time and care has affected you then and obviously now. So I just want to start off by knowing, Mr. Lewis, do you suffer from any mental health issues at the minute?
I've got quite a lot of health issues.
Okay. Do you suffer from depression, anxiety, or PTSD, anything like that?
Depression.
Okay. And are you on medication for that depression, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and how long have you been suffering from depression, sir?
Oh, for a few years. Definitely. For something roughly long, maybe about 10, 20 years.
Okay. Okay, sir. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
I drink alcohol.
And how often would you say you drink alcohol?
About 4 or 5 times a week.
Okay. And would you say that's maybe a coping mechanism for how you're feeling?
Aye, definitely. Okay. Aye. Because I've been drinking since for years. It's not very nice, but
everyone's got their own ways of coping and dealing with things here, haven't they?
Aye, that's right, aye.
Okay, sir, and one question I don't like to ask anybody, but unfortunately I do just have to get the knowledge, as I said, to paint the full picture of yourself, is have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, Mr. Lewis?
Once.
Okay, and how would you say you've done that, sir?
It would be tablets.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
Then 2026, I would say around about 2003, 2004.
Okay, so around about 22, 23 years ago. Okay, and would you ever admit it to hospital for that attempt, sir?
No, not.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you have any known convictions at all?
Yep. For driving.
Are they just driving-related convictions, are they?
Yep. No, in fact, I've been one was for an assault. That was when I was drunk.
Yeah, that was when you was young, did you say?
No, when I'd been drinking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, drunk, sorry.
Aye. And the driving, that's where I was also a drunk driver.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm not very proud of you, but made a mistake.
Yeah, no, of course. As you've just stated there, say, you know, we are all human, we all make mistakes. As long as you, the main part of it is as long as you are aware of what you've obviously done and, you know, try not to do it again,
yep.
Then that's all anybody can ask for, isn't it? Okay. And for your assault, say, how long ago was that charge?
About 30 years ago. Because I'm 58, so I'd be about 40 years ago.
Okay. Alright, did you go to prison at all?
No, not for that, but for driving I did.
Yeah.
On more than one occasion.
Okay. For the assault, was it just like a suspended sentence, was it?
I had to just pay a fine. I was actually quite lucky because I'd hit someone with a glass.
Ah,
fair enough.
And for your drink driving, how long would you say you spent in prison?
First time it was, I think it was 3 months, then it was 6 months after that.
So you spent a total of nine months?
I've been in prison quite a few times for driving.
Yeah.
I've never kept learning. Kept doing the same mistakes all the time.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Excuse me. Okay, sir. And going to your care settings here. We've got St Catherine's Edinburgh in Scotland on 49 Howden Hall Road.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. All right, and how long was you there for? Say, was it 2 years?
2 years, aye.
Yeah.
And I was in the assessment centre 2 weeks before I went to the St Catherine's. Because obviously I'd have to find me somewhere to go, because I was told I was only going to be in the assessment centre for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting moved here to St Catherine's, and I was in there until I was 16.
Yeah, can you remember the name of the assessment centre at all?
No, I just knew it as Morton Hall Assessment Centre.
Morton Hall?
No, Morton Hall. M-O-R-T-O-N.
Oh, Morton Hall, sorry. And where about was that? Was that in Edinburgh as well?
Yep, it was next door to St Catherine's on the same street.
How was it, yeah?
Aye, obviously the assessment centre was a locked-in place. You were locked all the time, maybe locked up.
Yeah. Okay, and you were there for 2 weeks?
Yep.
Okay. For 2 years, was an assessment centre for 2 weeks. Called. Okay, sir. And do you mind sharing your doctor's practice, please? The details of your doctor's practice.
Yep, it's a Fernhill Medical Practice.
Okay, no worries.
And that's Fernhill Road.
Yeah, Fernhill Surgery. Got that?
Yep.
Client is registered at. And how long have you been registered at that surgery, sir?
That's something 25, 30 years.
Okay, that's fine. All right, sir. So what we're going to do is we're obviously, to build the biggest and best case for yourself, we're going to request for your medical and care setting records. Once they do come back, sir, would you like me to share them with yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a problem. Okay, sir. So this journey that we're about to embark on, you and I, it's going to be around about 6 to 12 months. Obviously, in that process, as I said, we'll be gathering your records together, building the best case that we can to put forward to the Scottish Government. What happens with this case is it does get put forward to an independent panel in Scotland, and they obviously deal with your case. And obviously when a panel date is received, I will be informing you of that date. We don't have to attend, so you or I don't have to attend that panel hearing. It is done behind closed doors, and obviously when the result of that case is dealt with, obviously I'll be straight on the phone to let you know, Mr. Lewis. During that time, obviously I'll be giving you a call every 4 to 5 weeks with a little bit of an update on how we're travelling with your case before we do put it forward. And what we like to do is obviously get an official apology from the Scottish Government for what you have unfortunately been through, but more so fight for financial compensation for yourself as well. Okay. So just before obviously I do conclude the phone call, Mr. Lewis, I would just like to take one step back and just reiterate to you the funding options that are out there for yourself. Now obviously I do know you have signed the agreement with ourselves, but obviously at any time, you're more than welcome to go elsewhere. But I'm just going to read through the options for yourself as part of for our compliance team. Once I have read through what I need to go through, which obviously I know you have heard before as well, so I do apologise. But once I've read through this, I'll obviously confirm that you want to use MMA as your law firm moving forward, and then we can get started on your case. Does that sound good, Mr. Lewis?
Yep, I wouldn't change it to anybody else now anyway. I'd rather just stick with one thing and that's it.
I do understand that, and obviously we appreciate that as well. Give me 2 minutes to read through this. Once I'm done, I shall leave you to enjoy a nice Tuesday, sunny afternoon, okay?
Right, okay, that's fine.
Perfect, sir. I appreciate that. All right, Mr. Lewis. So you do have obviously the 3 options out there for yourself when it comes to doing a Scottish redress application. Option 1 is obviously you can apply for yourself, and that's obviously without a solicitor or a law firm, and that's by gathering your own case and presenting your own information to the Scottish redress for them to deal with your case independently. Option 2 is you can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme with Scotland, where they receive up to £2,000 per case, and that's obviously borrowed from the Scottish Government for them to fund your case. I can't legally tell you what or how they present or do with your case, but what I can tell you with option 3 is under ourselves, which is a private independent law firm, we do take 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, and that's a capped percentage of your financial compensation that you may receive. Obviously, with ourselves, we do work under a no-win, no-fee obligation. So for whatever way it doesn't work in our favour, we won't come and chase you and cause any financial burden or stress to yourself. We are covered by our insurance. So are you happy, Mr. Lewis, to use MMA as your private and independent law firm moving forward?
Yeah.
Perfect, sir. No worries. I can also see when you last spoke to one of my colleagues a couple of weeks ago, we did give you a cooling off period, which did expire on the 10th of April. What that means, obviously, you would have been given 2 weeks to kind of like go away, have a think of your options and see what you'd like to do. Obviously, you have confirmed that you'd like to use MMA as your legal law firm to present your case to the Scottish Government. So we can go ahead and get started on your case and request for your records, obviously, to start building your case. So, that's all I need from you today, sir. just before obviously I do go, just to confirm, was your care settings, was that the only care setting that you was in?
Just
the two places, yeah. All right, perfect, yeah. So obviously, yeah, we'll be requesting them records from Edinburgh City Council. And then obviously, as I said, once them records are received, I'll be back on the phone to you. If not, obviously, within 4 to 5 weeks, I'll be giving you some sort of update on where we're at with your case anyway.
Right, that's no problem.
All right, Mr. Lewis, do you have any questions for me before I go?
No.
Okay, perfect. Well, make sure you save this number. As I said, my name is Aaron, and I'm going to be dealing with your case moving forward. If you do have any questions or anything for me in the meantime, more than welcome to give me a call, okay?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Not a problem, Mr. Lewis. Thank you very much for picking up the phone today and speaking to us. We really do appreciate the information you've given.
That's no problem.
No worries, sir. You have a wonderful afternoon, and thank you very much.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers, sir. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.